阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们灵恩会第一天上午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our first day's spiritual convocations.
来唱赞美诗27首。
Please sing hymn 27. Let's pray together, one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all of you, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神，照着我们所定的日期。我们一起聚集在这边举开灵恩会。
We thank the Lord. We can hold the spiritual convocations as scheduled.
我们晓得灵恩会的目的就是要让我们每一个弟兄姐妹我们的灵性重新做一个沉淀跟醒思。
Actually, the purpose of spiritual convocation is therefore we can all assemble here to re-examine ourselves.
让我们重新来调整我们的信仰生活。
And we also be able to adjust our spiritual life.
让我们都能够借着在灵恩会我们听的道理，还有我们多多的祷告，被圣灵充满，来做我们在新的一年一个属灵生活的开始。
Especially during this occasion, we devote time and prayer and listening to the sermon. Therefore, we can have a new beginning of our spiritual life.
如同我们的车辆要定期做保养一样。
Just like we have to schedule our car maintenance.
如同我们所用的测量工具要定期做校正一样。
Like we all have to adjust our measuring tools.
我们的信仰生活我们这个属灵的这个生活也必须要借着灵恩会来做重新的调整。
And through spiritual convocation, our spiritual life can be adjusted.
才让我们不至于迷失在这个花花世界里头。
And will not be lost in this secular world.
那信仰就是生活。
Faith is part of life. Faith is life.
无论是在旧约或者在新约里头。
Whether during the New, Old Testament period or the New Testament period,
信仰离不开生活。
And the faith cannot be separated from our daily life.
所以我们的信仰绝对不是一套教条或者是理论。
Our faith, our belief is not merely a concept.
所以我们要怎么样把圣经上的教导在我们实际的生活上把它运用行出来。
Then how are we going to apply the biblical teachings in our daily life?
好，我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章，我们来看16节到18节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16.
十六节要常常喜乐，十七节
17,
不住的祷告，十八节
18,
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray with ceasing, without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
这里告诉我们神在耶稣基督里头向我们每一个弟兄姐妹所定的旨意。
This is the will that the Lord, these are the wills the Lord given to us.
要常常喜乐。
Firstly, rejoice always.
要不停的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
要凡事谢恩。
And in everything give thanks.
所以小弟想说借着这一次的灵恩会我们来跟弟兄姐妹一起借着这三件事情，也就是神在耶稣基督里头向我们所定的旨意来做分享跟学习。
Therefore, I would like to use this opportunity sharing with you these three important items stated as the will of God in Christ Jesus for us.
早上跟大家一起学习的就是常常喜乐。
And this morning, I would like to share with you the topicwhich is rejoice always.
有人说基督徒的记号就是喜乐。
And someone say that the sign or the symbol of a Christian is rejoice always.
无论在顺境或者是在逆境当中都可以从基督徒的身上看到这个喜乐的记号。
Whether he or she is in adversity or in a very smooth situation, the sign of rejoice always can be seen.
不晓得我们弟兄姐妹有没有这样的个记号。
I wonder whether brothers and sisters have this sign on you.
我们有没有因着信的耶稣基督让我们的生活当中充满着喜乐。
Do we rejoice always after being baptized?
还是我们仍然充满着劳苦愁烦。
Or we are still in grief and sorrow.
甚至比我们还没有信耶稣之前还更苦啊。
And it's even worse, before we were converted.
守道理守得很难过。
It's very difficult to keep, the teachings.
听道听得很难过。
And also very hard, to listen, to the words of God.
那更不要谈说行道了。
And not even talking about, apply the teachings of the Bible.
到底是什么原因让我们失去了喜乐？
So what are the root causes that we have lost the joy in Christ?
喜乐的相反就是忧虑啊。
In contrary of joy is worries.
谈到忧虑
grief.
人们最常忧虑的当然就是生活上的食衣住行。
Of course, men always worry about their daily life, like food, clothing, transportation, and etc.
马太福音第六章那边，主耶稣曾经谈到说，不要为衣食忧虑。
As Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 6, do not worry about your daily life.
不要为明天忧愁。
Do not worry for tomorrow.
我们来看看这一段的记载。
Let's take a look at this passage.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6,
25节。
Verse 25.
到34节。
Through 34.
六章25节。
25.
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？26节。
26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？27节。
27.
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？28节。
28.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。29节。
29.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花呢。30节。
30.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？31节。
31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。32节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。33节。
33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。34节。
34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天就够了。在这段经文里头，主耶稣告诉我们不要为我们这个衣食来忧愁来忧虑。
And in this passage, Jesus encouraged us not to worry about our daily life.
为我们民生的问题
Do not worry about our statue.
就是吃什么喝什么。
Do not worry about our daily life. For instance, food, clothes.
我们读到这段经文，不知道我们的感觉是什么。
So what do you feel about this passage?
我们有什么样的感想？
And what are your feeling?
人无百年岁，常怀千岁忧。
There's a Chinese saying that man doesn't have unlimited life, yet he has unending sorrows.
忧郁症可以说是21世纪的黑死病。
And depression is considered as a plague.
如同19世纪的肺痨、20世纪的癌症一样，让人闻之色变。
It's just like the tuberculosis in the 19th century and the cancer or carcinoma in the 20th century.
所以可见世人都会忧虑，都会忧愁。
And actually, man always worry and have a lot of griefs and sorrows.
最容易困扰着我们世人的忧愁无非就是我们日常生活所需用的这一切东西。
What really bothers a person is actually the daily life or the daily needs.
我们想想看尤其美国最近在经济上并不是很好。
Let's consider this very carefully, just like the recent financial crisis in US.
让我们加州州政府也赤字连连呢。
Even the California government has a lot of deficits.
梁传道昨天还问小弟在东岸有没有弟兄姐妹他们工作上被这个失去工作的。
Pastor Liang asked me yesterday in East Coast whether they had any members lost their jobs.
感谢神虽然在这样这个经济不景气的时候，神还是很看顾我们教的弟兄姐妹。
And still, even in this bad condition, God still take care of our members.
没有很多的弟兄姐妹遇到在这个 生活上的困难。
Not a lot of brothers and sisters encounter difficulties in life, in the daily life.
哦，就算工作需要调整也好，好，或者是这个要退休哈，面对这个这个暂时性的哈，这个 layoff 也好，也都蒙神在他们经济上有所安排。
And God arrange a different financial assistance for them, even they face a temporary layoff.
好，那无论如何在弟兄姐妹这个交谈当中总是不乏这个下一波的 layoff 会不会我也在名单之中的这些话题啊。
We often heard brothers and sisters mention about whether I will be on the list in the next layoff.
有一个弟兄在毕业之后一年以后他们班上毕业的同学只有两个人找到工作，他是其中的一个。
And one of the brothers upon his graduation, a year later, only two of them, one of which is him, found a job.
好，所以我们想想看，怎么能不为明天忧虑呢？
Let's take a close look. How can a person not worrying about his tomorrow's life or his daily life?
怎么能够不为我们日常所需的一切来忧愁呢？
How can a person not to worry about his daily needs?
好，礼拜三齁，小弟这个到了机场齁，这个孟伦弟兄去接小弟。
On Wednesday, when I arrived at the airport, Brother Alan Zheng picked me up.
齁，那就问到小弟这个七月以后齁即将要来到我们圣何西教会一些预备的工作。
He mentioned to me about the preparatory works after my restationing in California.
房子找了没？
He asked me whether I found a place to stay.
到了之后有好几个弟兄姐妹很关心的也纷纷问小弟说有关这个住的问题。
Upon my arrival, some brothers and sisters show deep concern, asking me or telling me about the housing.
他也愿意提供帮助。
And they are all willing to help me, to provide assistance.
让小弟也感受到弟兄姐妹一家人的这种温暖。
And I can feel, I can sense the warmness of being a family member.
但是小弟目前在纽泽西的这个房子在这个出售当中目前也没有什么动静。
Currently, my house in New Jersey is on the market for sale, and yet, there's no sign of buyer, prospect buyer showing interest.
好，那个房子没处理，在这边真的一时之间也没有办法有一个什么这个决定。
If we can sell the house in New Jersey, there's not much we can do here.
那或许这也是考验着我们每一个传道人的信心。
Perhaps it's a time, test the faith, of the full-time ministers.
跟顺服。
And our, submission.
所以这个信心交托的道理不是讲给人家听的自己也同样会接受这样的一个考验。
We do not just preach to the other people about faith, and we are also going through the same test.
所以我们想想看，说真的能够不忧虑吗？
Can we truly not to worry?
但主耶稣在这边说不要忧虑
And yet Jesus say here, do not worry about tomorrow.
那是不是主耶稣在唱高调
Whether Jesus just, just making this as a concept.
他是天上的神嘛。
He's God in heaven.
他说有就有了嘛。
He say, there's light.
我们是地上的人
And we are, his creation on earth.
所以主耶稣在这边讲的话，这个他的教导对我们，生活在这个活生生的物质世界里头，会不会 标准太高了。
Whether Jesus has set a very high standard for us to keep, especially in such a sorrowful world.
哦，会不会让我们觉得说主耶稣是唱高调了？所以哦，这段经文是参考就好了。
Whether Jesus is making such a high standard, and this verse just for a reference only, or FYI.
我想哦，主耶稣绝对不会这样，圣经也不可能有这样的教导哦。
Of course,
叫我们参考就可以。
A Bible is not just a reference material.
哦，哎，神的话没有一句不带着能力的。
And words of God, every word of God has power.
哦，绝对不可能说是参考就可以。
It's not just for reference only.
哦，更何况说主耶稣他是神，但是他道成了肉身来世上。
Moreover, Jesus Christ is God in flesh.
哦，他跟我们一样啊，也曾经在这个活生生的物质世界里头。
He was just like you and I, facing all different kinds of difficulties on this earth.
哦，面对着人们所要面对日常生活的一切重担。
And he met people just like you and I, having all different kinds of problems and difficulties.
哦，所以这也是为什么我们能够来到耶稣的施恩宝座前。来向他祈求怜悯，求帮助。
That's the reason we all come to the front, come to the throne of mercy, seeking for his blessings.
因为他知道我们人的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的痛，我们的苦，我们的忧。
He knows our pain, grief, and sorrow.
所以啊，耶稣在这边啊，的不要为明天忧虑，不要为衣食忧虑。绝对不是唱高调，绝对不是要我们参考而已啊。
Therefore, Jesus mentioned about do not worry about tomorrow is not just a concept, nor a high standard.
但是为什么耶稣在这边要我们不要忧虑
？Why Jesus made such a statement, telling us not to worry about tomorrow?
不要为衣食，不要为明天来忧虑。
Do not worry about clothes or food.
34节那边说到
In verse 34 he said
34节那里说啊，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天就够了。
Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
主耶稣曾经成为人，
Jesus was in flesh at one time.
所以他知道我们身为人的我们没有办法来为明天忧虑。
He knew that as human beings, it's impossible for us not to worry about tomorrow.
我们承担不起未来的忧虑。
We are not be able to bear the burden of future worries.
就同刚刚我们所说的人无百年岁，常怀千岁忧啊。
Just I said, man does not have unlimited life, yet he has unending sorrows and griefs.
我们总是预知将来的忧虑来到今天来背负啊。
We always try to foresee future's worry and carry the burden on our shoulder now.
那这样子会影响到我们对今天的欢乐。
And this will negatively impact our today's joy.
以及对神的感恩。
And also our heart of thanksgiving to the Lord.
比如说好不容易跟我们这个理想当中的追求的对象白雪公主、白马王子能够走上地毯的另一端。
For instance, if we cannot find an ideal future spouse.
当这个传道人问说某某弟兄或者某某姐妹你愿不愿意接受对方成为你终身的伴侣。
So when the pastor asks he or she whether to accept the other party,to be your future spouse.
当你含情脉脉地望着你心爱的另一半的时候
，When you're looking at deeply your second half.
在这种最美的时刻，蒙福的时候
，And during this beautiful moment, the time to receive blessings.
你开始忧虑了。
You begin to worry.
这个现在他这么漂亮，他这么英俊。
And now, looking at him or her, he is so handsome or she is so attractive.
那将来不知道会变成什么呢
？And what happened in the future？
哦
，if he or she turned ugly，
哎，这新娘啊，看看啊、未来的公公头上没有毛，哎，我的先生会不会跟他爸爸一样啊？
When the bride takes a close look of her future father-in-law, which was bald, and she began to worry whether my future husband will be like his father.
哦，这个新郎啊，看看啊，他未来的哦，这个丈母娘啊，那个欧巴桑身材，我这个太太现在是苗条，会不会将来啊像他妈妈一样啊？
哦 ，and all or the groom looks at his future mother-in-law and wondering whether my future wife will change her figure.
哦，开始忧愁了哈、哦。
And he and both parties begin to you know, to get worried.
哎，当我们呢、啊、手抱着新生的婴孩哦，享受的哦这个啊、新生命的喜悦。
Or when we are holding a newborn infant enjoying a new life being born.
哦，那你会不会开始就忧虑了
？Or you will begin to get worried to worry.
哦，这个婴孩长大了会不会孝顺我、啊
？Whether this child will show fidelity to me after he or she grows up.
哦，我在他身上啊的投资到底值不值得啊
？Whether it's worth for me to invest on him or on her.
哦。我栽培到他念大学，他能不能也同样的养我哦？啊，一二十年。
And I cultivate him and spend a lot of money until his college graduation. Whether he will take care of me in the future for another two decades at least.
啊，当你呀、啊，哦，这个好不容易啊，有了假期呀、啊，要去旅游的时候。
Or when you have a vacation.
哦，本来是很快乐啊。
Planning for a lot of activities, and you were very joyful.
啊，你开始就忧虑了。
But you begin to get worried.
啊，我搭这个飞机会不会掉下来呀、啊、
？Whether the plane I'm to take will crash.
啊，那我所乘坐这个 cruise 啊，会不会成为铁达尼号啊
？And whether the cruise I take will sink like Titanic.
哦，那你还有什么心情欣赏周遭的风景哦
？Yeah, what kind of mood will you have to enjoy the trip.
好，所以我们想想看，为什么耶稣要我们不要忧虑？哦
，Let's take a close look and ponder upon this whether why Jesus telling us do not worry about tomorrow.
哦，尤其是不要为明天、为将来来忧愁。
Especially do not worry about future.
哦，因为他知道我们承担不起啊。
He knows what we can bear for.
哦，或许啊，我们呢、啊，哦，这个有这种。哦、先天下之忧而忧、哦、后天下之乐而乐的这个啊、这个圣贤的胸怀了、哦、
Perhaps we will like the ancient Chinese saints always worry before the other people and enjoy after the other people and rejoice after the others.
从小我们也被教导说要生于忧患才能够死于安乐、哦
We are also thought in our young time in Chinese education, it's rather for a person to die in grief, and then he'll be able to rejoice future.
但是啊，那个是圣贤所做的事情哦，也不是一般常人都能做得到的啊。
These are for the ancient saint, not for the commoners like you and I.
哦，反倒是主耶稣在这边的教导。
But let's take a look again of what Jesus Christ teaches us.
要我们不要为将来忧虑。
Do not worry about future.
因为他知道我们承担不起啊。
As I just said, he knows that we are not be able to bear the burden like that.
哦，他知道那个不必要的忧虑哦，会影响到我们对今天的哦，我们在会影响到我们今天的快乐，以及对神的感恩。
He knows that you know our if we worry too much, we will not be able to give thanks to the Lord and enjoy today's blessings.
哦，所以他不要我们为将来来忧虑。
So he doesn't want us to worry about future.
哦，再来。
Furthermore,
哎，主耶稣要我们不要为衣食、为明天忧虑的原因。
Another reason Jesus Christ doesn't want us to worry about the future is
我们来看27节、哦、
Let's read verse 27
27节说你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature、
哦、这里、啊、谈到说、哦、这个忧虑、哦 不但是我们承担不起啊，而且也是于事无补的。
Worries or worrying would not help us on anything.
哦，我们来看呢这个箴言哦。
Let's refer to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的十七啊，十七篇啊，箴言十七章的二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
十七章二十二节
，Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22。
二十二节，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
哦，我们再看十八章的十四节。
Let's also read chapter 18, verse.
哦，十八章十四节，人有
verse 14.
哦，人有疾病，心能忍耐，心灵忧伤，哦，谁能承担？
The spirit of a man shall sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?
哦，如果忧虑哦啊，能够对事情有帮助，能够解决事情的话
，If sorrow or worries can resolve problems,
哦，那我们呢、啊，当然呢、啊，哦，多多忧虑好了。
And then we should try to worry often.
哦，但是啊，我们的忧虑啊，经常哦。啊，是于事无补的啦。
But worrying will not help in resolving any problem.
对我们的疾病也好，对我们面对的难题也好
，whether our problems, difficulties, or illness,
哦，通常啊啊都是没有帮助的。
Just worrying will not help.
哦，那甚至啊啊更有这个负面的影响。
And yet it will cause a negative impact.
哦，所以刚刚我们读的箴言的哦，这个两处的经文告诉我们。
And just as the two verses we read in the book Proverbs.
哦，这个忧虑啊，哦，不但哦，对我们的这个心理上有负面的影响，哦，同时也会影响到我们的生理上。
So a worrying will cause negative impact both mentally and physically.
哦，我们都晓得这个负面的情绪。带来的伤害
We know a bad mood or negative mood or depressions will cause a lot of damages.
昨天小弟跟梁传道我们去访问这个弟兄姐妹啊。
Yesterday, I and Pastor Liang went to visit members.
那其中有个信徒就把他所收集的简报跟我们分享。
A member shared with us his paper clips.
哦，那其中啊有一篇哦，很有趣啊。
That was very interesting article.
哦，那谈到说哦，科学家哦，针对这个水的分子哦，做研究。
Some scientists and try to analyze the molecules of water.
哦，在这种正面的情绪下跟环境哦，的这个水分子啊，跟在负面情绪。跟环境的水分子啊，有不一样哎。
And the water molecules behave differently in a positive environment or in a negative environment.
或许我们也听过哈、有些这个农夫在他们的这个所种的蔬果当中哦，这个果园里头啊，或者菜园里头，或者是这个温室的栽培的这个花花园里面，放着很愉快的哈、这个音乐哈、
Perhaps you heard farmers play music to the plantations.
或者是他所饲养的这个这个牲畜哈、牛啦、猪啊，放着这个快乐的音乐哈、
And all to the animals that he raised.
那结果啊，这些植物也好。动物也好，长得就特别好。
And the plants or the animals both grew better.
好、那如果啊，是那种不好的哈、放着就是负面忧伤的这个曲调哦，那长出来的哦，跟养出来的就会不好哦。
Very depressed music is played, then the end result.Will be poor.
所以我们晓得齁、这个负面的情绪啊确实齁、对人的身体也好心理也好 都有不良的影响。
Therefore, a bad mood, will result negative impact both mentally and physically.
所以如果我们长时间一直都处在这种负面的情绪的影响环境之下。
If for a long term, we are exposed, in a very negative, atmosphere or environment.
我看到不死也半条命了。
And a person will look very very sick.
所以为什么主耶稣要我们不要为衣食为明天来忧虑？
Again, why Jesus do not want us to worry about tomorrow or our daily needs?
因为啊，那不但于事无补。
It will not help.
并且啊，也会成为我们的重担。
And moreover, this will all become our burdens.
会影响我们的心境，影响到我们的身体。
And it will negatively impact, our physical health and also our mental health.
再来第三个。
Thirdly,
主耶稣啊，要我们不要为明天，为这个衣食来忧虑啊。
Another reason that Jesus do not want us to worry about tomorrow.
因为我们来看28到33节。我们看回马太福音第六章。
Refer to Matthew chapter 6 again.
28到33节。
Verse 28 to 33.
在这里啊，主耶稣举的两样东西。
Jesus used two items.
用这个野地的百合花以及空中的飞鸟。
The lilies of the field, and the birds.
他们
the air.
在神的保治跟供应之下。
Under the protection and the supply of God.
他们得到了照顾啊。
And they were all well taken care.
更何况说我们是神的儿女。
And how about us? The children of God.
神岂不更看重我们吗？
And he look upon us more than others.
更会照顾我们胜于空中的飞鸟、野地的这个百合花跟草。
He will take care of us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the and lilies in the valley.
所以耶稣要我们不要为将来为衣食来忧虑。
Therefore, Jesus wants us not to worry about tomorrow,
因为
nor our daily needs.
因为他仍然掌管着万有，掌管着一切。
And Jesus controls of everything.
所以只要我们照着天父的旨意。
As long as we follow His will,
懂得祈求他的国、他的义
and knowing how to seek for His kingdoms and righteousness.
换句话就是照着神他的教导来生活。
In other words, we live in accordance to His teachings.
尽人的本分
and try our best to fulfill and our obligations.
那日用所需的一切，他都会供应，他都会提供给我们。
And he supplies our daily needs.
在圣经里头有很多这样的例子。
There are a lot of examples like this in the Bible.
比如说像约瑟。
For instance, like Joseph.
约瑟的一生我们都很清楚。
We're very clear about his story.
他在17岁在这个青涩的年代他被他的兄长们卖到埃及做奴隶。
As a teenager of 17, he was sold to Egypt as a slave.
在埃及他受到了很多的苦。
In Egypt, he was mistreated.
And
suffered a lot.
这个从奴仆好不容易爬升至管家的地位。
From a slave, and he became a housekeeper.
却又因为他的女主人对于他这个有不正当的恋情啊。
Due to the seduction of his mistress,
后来因爱而生恨
and a resulting hatred,
陷害约瑟，所以约瑟就成为阶下囚，关到监牢里面。
Saying bad about Joseph and he was in jail.
后来因为他在监牢里面为这个法老王 的两个大臣哦，善长跟九正啊解梦啊。
And later on in the jail, he interpreted the dream for the cupbearer, and the chief baker.
哦，所以当这个九正官复原职之后
when chief butler was restored.
哦，后来法老王哦也做了难解的梦。
And later on, Pharaohs had two dreams that could not be interpreted.
哦，让这个九正啊啊想起了在监牢里头的约瑟。
And the chief butler remember Joseph in the prison.
哦，所以向法老王推荐之余啊，约瑟啊就从阶下囚啊。成为埃及全国的宰相。
And due to Chief Butler's recommendation, to interpret the dreams, for Pharaoh, Joseph became the Prime Minister of Egypt.
哦，那后来啊，约瑟啊，甚至把哦他的这个父家哦，通通接到埃及去了。
And later on, Joseph brought his entire family, to Egypt.
哦，在老爸爸雅各过世之后啊。
And after his father, Jacob has passed away.
哦，他的哥哥们啊，深恐约瑟啊会，哦会向他们啊啊来报这个当年哦，被把他卖到埃及啊，受尽寒酸苦楚哦的这个仇恨。
His brothers were afraid that Joseph would take a revenge against them.
哦，所以啊，就来到约瑟的面前来求饶恕。
And they came to ask for his forgiveness.
哦，那约瑟怎么回答这些哥哥们呢
？Then how did Joseph responded?
哦，在创世纪的五十章的二十节那里。
In Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
哦，我们从十九节开始看哦。
Let's read verse 19.
哦，十九节，约瑟对他们说啊，不要害怕。我岂能代替神呢？二十节。
20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Verse 19, Joseph said to them, Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you mean evil against me, but God mean it for good, in order to bring it about as it is the day to save many people alive.
哦，所以约瑟哦，他知道神的意思是好的。
Joseph knew that God's will it was good.
哦，虽然他在逆境当中
，even when he was in adversity.
哦，但是啊，因为他懂得求神的国、神的义。
He knew to seek for God's kingdom and righteousness.
哦，不违背神的诫命，不违背神的真理。
He didn't against the teaching of God.
哦，所以就能够成就神在他生命当中所要成就的一切。
Therefore, he is be able to accomplish what God had plan for him.
哦，不但他自己个人能够得以自立，他还能够利人，能够帮助人。
Not only was saved, but also he could help the others.
哦，因为神仍然统治着万有。
And God rules over everything.
神管理的一切。
And God also administers everything.
哦，所以只要我们明白这一点呢
，As long as we understand this truth,
我们就能够摆脱忧虑的捆绑
，then we will be able, then we can be freed from the bondage of worries.
有时候我们的忧虑或许不是为我们个人的生活。
Sometimes we do not just worry for our daily life or daily life.
我们是为着教会圣工的发展在忧虑，在忧愁。
We also worry for the church works or the sacred works,
for
the growth of the church.
人灵魂的失丧。在忧虑，在忧愁。
We worry about the loss of souls.
为着弟兄姐妹的软弱，忧虑忧愁。
We worry about the weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
就如同保罗一样哦。
Just like Paul.
哎，保罗啊，在哥林多后书的十一章那边所说的。
In Second Corinthians chapter 11, Paul said.
十一章的二十八节说。
Verse 28.
除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
Verse 28. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
二十九节说。有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？
Verse 29, who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation?
哦，又啊，或许啊，我们的忧虑，我们的忧愁啊，哦，不是为我们自己哦，啊，这个而是为了神的家。
Perhaps we have other worries, especially for the house of God.
哦，我们啊，感觉到神好像哦，没有在同工啊。
Maybe we feel that or we sense to God does not cooperate with us.
哦，或许我们感觉到啊，这个圣工的推动啊，遇到的瓶颈。
Or we face a bottleneck when carrying out the sacred works.
哦，那这个时候啊，我们当然也会忧虑。
Of course, we'll be worried.
哦，但是神不要我们忧虑。
Still, God doesn't want us to be worried.
因为忧虑啊，哦。我们不但承担不起，也于事无补啊。
If a person just getting worried, it will not help on anything.
哦，啊，更会让我们忘记啊，是神在统管一切。
And we just simply we've forgotten that God actually administers everything.
哦，所以保罗啊，在这里啊，他忧虑啊。
In here, Paul mentioned about his worries or his deep concern.
啊，并不代表说哈，他就失去了那一份喜乐哦。
It doesn't mean that he has lost his joy.
哎，保罗啊，他在腓立比书的第一章那边谈到喜乐哦。
In Philippians chapter 1, Paul mentioned about joy.
啊，这个时候的保罗啊，已经失去了自由哦。
In this time, Paul has lost his freedom.
哦，他在监狱里面。
He was in prison.
哦，他并没有办法像过去一样哦，能够啊天南地北到处啊去传福音啊。
He would not be able to move around freely preaching the gospel.
哦，去处理教会的问题。
Or to handle or take caring the church businesses.
哎，弟兄姐妹的纷争。
Especially the dispute between brothers and sisters.
这个时候的保罗啊，什么事都不能做了。
In this situation, at this time, Paul.Could technically do nothing.
啊，但是他也悟出了一个道理来。
And yet, he has a sense to important teachings.
哦，我们来看十二节，一章十二节，腓立比书。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 12.
十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节
，13，
以致我受的捆锁在狱营全军和其余的人中。已经显明是为基督的缘故，十四节
，14，
并且在那主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。十五节
，15，
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有是出于好意。十六节
，16，
这一等是出于爱心，知道我是。为辨明福音设立的是七节
,17,
那一等传基督是出于结党并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚，十八节
,18,
这有何妨呢？或是假意或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，十九节
,19,
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。在这里我们看到保罗心境的转换。
We know Paul's the change of his mood.
当他知道 attitude. 当他知道原来啊不是他在做事啊，是神在做事啊。
And he discovered and realized that actually God is working.
神啊掌管一切，统治一切。
God controls everything and administers everything.
所以保罗啊，他这时候明白，就生出喜乐的心来了。
Paul finally realized this important truth, and therefore he rejoiced.
所以当人知道自己不能做什么的时候
，So when the person realized and discovered that he could do nothing,
往往才能够。真正的交托啊。
He then will be able to trust in Lord.
那往往啊人能够真正的交托才能够真正的生出喜乐来。
He will then be able, rejoice.
所以尤其我们在神的家中服侍神在推动圣工。
Especially, when we try to take care the house of God and handling different kind of sacred works.
无论是宣道传福音给人也好。
Whether we, try to evangelize to the others.
这已经对你讲了千遍万遍了齁。你好像都无动于衷。
For instance, to a true seeker, we have been preaching to them for a long time, yet we do not see any change.
我们也不要灰心。
And do not be discouraged.
因为齁还是神在工作，我们只是配合啊。
Only God works, we are just supporting Him.
有时候我们为着我们家人的得救了尤其是我们越是越爱的这个家人不想信主拒绝福音会让我们越感觉到忧愁。
Especially, we are in deep grief or sorrow, when our family members refuse to accept the truth.
那没有关系哦，在这里保罗告诉我们哦，交给神哦。
In here, Paul teaches that we should trust in Lord and place everything in His hands.
因为神掌管一切哦。
God controls everything.
有时候我们在在这个我们在传福音的过程。
Or when we are preaching the gospel,
也会遇到像保罗在这边所说的齁，有些人呐，是出于假意齁，出于结党，并不诚实啊。
We encounter the situation in verse 18, whether in pretense or in truth, they are not sincerely.
我们会心里着急啊。
We are so worried and showing concern.
但是我们也不要失去那一份喜乐。
And still, we do not be discouraged, and we should still, we should always rejoice.
像保罗在这里所说的。
It's just like Paul mentioned here.
这有何妨呢？
What then?
无论是假意或者是真心无论怎么样基督究竟传开了。
Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached.
神有神的方法
God has His own way.
或许我们会觉得说这个我们附近有很多其他的这个基督教的教会也在传耶稣
Maybe we notice there are our surrounding neighbors, different churches, preaching the gospels as well.
或许我们看到他们停车场是停得满满的教堂里头是坐得满满的心里就很着急啊。
We notice, the parking lot is so full and the chapel, is also full of, people, we became, did get worried.
这个才是真的呢这一间才真的真的人家喜不很多反而不会进来了。
We may keep on claiming that we are the true church. What then? So what?
心里会焦急
Yeah, we became so hastily.
我们也会忧愁。
We begin to get worried.
但是也很神带领人很多时候就是很奇妙。
Sometimes we are too anxious and yet God's guidance is so wonderful.
有些教会他们是扮演施洗约翰的工作的。
Many other denominations, plays, the role like John the Baptist.
我们当中也有一些弟兄姐妹是从其他教会归真归到我们真教会的。
It among us, some of you, came from other denominations.
所以我们就能够像保罗这样就生出的欢喜
Then we will be able to rejoice like Paul.
不至于手发软腿发软。
And we will become so powerless, not knowing what to do.
离开我们侍奉圣工的行列。
And try to withdraw from serving the Lord.
所以常常喜乐。
Therefore, the Bible says that rejoice always.
不但是在我们这个日用的饮食上应当要有的这个记号。
Not only in our daily needs, we should show the sign of joy.
在我们的服事上也应当如此。
Also, in serving the Lord, we should have the same attitude.
因为主耶稣不要我们忧愁。
Jesus, do not want us to worry.
我们承担不起。
We will not be able to take the burden.
也于事无补。
And it will not help.
更会不了解神仍然管理统治这一切。
And we will simply forget God actually administers and controls over.
哦，所以愿我们呢，能够在啊这个耶稣基督里头啊，神像耶啊神呢 啊, 啊在耶稣基督里头，向我们所存的这个旨意啊，这个喜乐的这个旨意里头啊。啊，我们呢都能够荣耀神，都能够帮助造就人呢。
I hope all the brothers and sisters will follow what Jesus teaching us to rejoice and not to worry, and then we'll be able to show this sign and also to help the others.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
379首。
379。
我们求神继续来带领我们这次的灵恩会。
May the Lord continuously guide this spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
那也借着我们在他的话语的带领跟光照之下，我们重新寻回喜乐的心。
And through his guidance and the shining upon us, and we can always rejoice.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's all pray together in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.